Welcome to Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast with Elizabeth Crawford, where I dish with trendsetters, tastemakers, and industry experts about everything from emerging trends to regulatory pressures to marketing strategies. Consumers increasingly are weary of drinking empty calories and are instead looking for less sugar and more functional benefits from their beverages, be it enhanced hydration, gut health support, mood and mental health management, or even permissible indulgence from drinks that cut the calories but not the flavor. According to NIQ, nearly half of global consumers reported in 2023 that their mental and physical wellness were just as important as their financial health and job security, and Numerator found a third of consumers in 2024 are prioritizing their physical well-being, an increase of 13 percentage points from the previous year. To achieve these goals, more Americans are reaching for functional beverages, sales of which jumped 54% to $9.2 billion between March 2020 and March 2024, according to Nielsen IQ, which also counted 53,000 UPC symbols in the U.S. functional beverage category in 2023. In addition, Mintel found 83% of U.S. consumers report using a beverage with at least one functional claim. In this episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast, functional beverage brands showcasing at Natural Products Expo West this year share where they see the most potential, including which claims, ingredients, and usage occasions are the most attractive to consumers. Companies including Karma Water, Good Belly, and Cargill also share marketing and consumer education strategies, including the importance of clinical research to support claims. They also share how they are addressing emerging challenges and category threats, including rising prices. One of the most prominent functional benefits called out across categories and in almost every food and beverage aisle at Expo West was gut health, which was tied to immunity, digestion, satiety, mood management, skin health, and so much more. In the beverage space, one of the pioneering brands focusing on gut health is Good Belly, which launched its probiotic shots way back in 2009, before expanding into refrigerated juices in a multi-serve container and eventually supplements and fast melts. At Expo West, the brand debuted its prebiotic sparkling waters, which Good Belly Chief Commercial Officer Juan Gluth expands the brand into new dayparts, usage occasions, consumers, and parts of the store. Featuring sustainably sourced blue agave prebiotic fiber, the sparkling waters also introduce a new star ingredient to complement the brand's existing product portfolio, which centers on probiotics.
Good Belly's been the pioneer of gut health since on shelves and since 2009. The brand started with probiotic shots, was an innovator in the shots format, has expanded to the juice line, and has now innovated into more shelf-stable solutions into supplements, and now our sparkling waters. The vision behind it and the reason behind it was to have an experienced Good Belly every day, all day. And so that gut health wasn't limited to just an at-home occasion, a multi-serve solution, a breakfast occasion with juice. The expansion into on-the-go, shelf-stable, where you could not only enjoy Good Belly at breakfast, but also as a lunch snack or at dinner. They're also part of our core beliefs of the brand: organic, no sugar added, and highly efficacious. We use one single source of fiber, organic blue agave fiber, which also meets our sustainability goals. Blue agave fiber relies on very little irrigation, and we're very proud to have that as our functional ingredient for fiber. It is a prebiotic, and so prebiotics are the food, the fiber, that supports the healthy bacteria of probiotics. And so in tandem, we have a really good healthy digestion solution in combining probiotics with prebiotics because of our sparkling waters. This is our first expansion into this area. It was an area that we listened to our consumers. And so our consumers were, with the rise of prebiotic solutions and the fuel to support that healthy probiotic bacteria in your gut, consumers have been demanding this for years from the brand. And so this is our first expansion into that area of prebiotics. This is the first time we're shelf stable on beverages. We do have a line of shelf stable supplements, and so we have a line of fast melt powders and fast melt capsules, largely driven through the e-commerce Amazon channel. It helps reach, you know, Good Belly reaches additional categories and within the retail community, different shoppers that may never walk the juice aisle looking for gut health solutions. And so it is an opportunity for us to expand our reach for consumers that may not be traditional juice shoppers, where we can meet them in other categories that just historically may not have been of interest to them because of our juice line.
While Good Belly's expansion offers a lot of potential for growth, it also is entering a crowded category with many well-established players already in the space. But Gluth says that Good Belly's flavor profiles will help set it apart and reach untapped potential.
What we feel makes us unique is Good Belly is organic versus the competitive set today is not an organic solution. It is also a sparkling water. We know that in largely the category today, you see a lot of indulgent flavors, a lot of colas, root beers, grape sodas. We know and we feel there's a market that may never consume those existing offerings because of that flavor base. There are also no added sugars or stevia in our product. So it's a very clean label, very refreshing, delicious drink that does stand out from the existing category set. We wanted to have a nice, tight assortment, but with camps in mind. So we have our lemon lime flavor, which fulfills our citrus camp. We launched a mixed berry flavor, which fulfills our berry camp. And then lastly, we have our mango pineapple, which fulfills our tropical flavor camp. And so those are three camps that we have designed on instant success in our existing Good Belly businesses. And so we wanted to transfer that over into this set.
Looking forward, Gluth sees plenty of runway to support gut health, especially considering 60% of Americans have digestive health issues.
We are looking at cutting-edge solutions for gut health. Whether it's pre, pro, postbiotics, and also formats. There are some formats that we know are completely off the table, but we want to make sure that what we do is right, first off, efficacious, and solves a customer problem, solves the need for our consumers. But all of that is on the table. You know, 60% of the American population has digestive health issues, and so why consumers come in and think about gut health is that they may have a problem. Where Good Belly lies is to solve that problem, to liberate them from their day so that they don't have that barrier of digestive issues that may distract them throughout the day. And so consumers absolutely come to gut health as a proactive wellness issue or a preventative issue. But with routine in probiotics, prebiotics, and now postbiotics, our goal is to liberate those consumers who come to Good Belly to help solve those problems that they have.
Energy is another increasingly popular functional benefit in the beverage space that has potential to play in several related areas, including cognitive health, focus, and attention, thanks to a wide range of ingredients. At Expo West, functional beverage brand Karma Water, which uses a unique push cap technology to segregate active ingredients from the water to preserve their potency until use, showcased its energy water, which Karma Water marketing manager Kelly Breidenbaugh explains includes Kaiwahaka's branded acetylcholine ingredient, Cognizin.
Karma has been around for 13 years as a brand. We're an enhanced functional beverage. And what sets us apart is that our different product lines all use the same delivery mechanism. So we have our patented push cap, which protects all of the active ingredients and vitamins until the time of consumption so that they're not degrading in water and losing their efficacy. So we started with just Karma Wellness Water, which is only vitamins, and then we launched our Karma Probiotic Water in 2016, 2017, and that was, you know, following those gut health trends, a little pre-kombucha. And we have a shelf-stable probiotic drink, which is awesome. And then we partnered with Constellation Brands. We were their first non-alcoholic beverage that they invested in. And they, with that and support and relationship, they started seeing a lot of trends in the natural energy space. And that's where we started doing our research and development for Karma Energy Water, which we just launched at the end of 2023 and really going into retail this year. And with it, we wanted more than just an energy drink. We wanted other functionality, other benefits. So that's where we started looking for a branded ingredient that we could work with that's clinically studied and tested, comes with that authority and credibility. And we found Cognizin.
Part of the appeal of Cognizant for Karma is the clinical research and support for the ingredient, which Katie Emerson, the senior manager for scientific affairs at Kaiwahaka, notes offers consumers assurance that the product will deliver on its promise.
I'm also a sports dietitian, and I speak to athletes routinely and coaches, and it comes down to safety. And safety is something that you build through trust, through clinical trials, so you can really support that efficacy. So being able to say, hey, we've tested it again and again and again on hundreds of studies in different areas and constantly see the same outcomes, it just builds the credibility of the ingredient. And so people are starting to do their own research. They're starting to go, hey, I'm a little skeptical. Where's the research? Let me make sure it actually is efficacious. And then we do that through the claims, and our claims are all science-backed and proven through what we do. It's important to customers, I feel like. So Cognizant is the branded form of citicoline, and citicoline is an endogenous substance, which means we naturally make it in our body, but supplementing with it is great because it does so many wonderful things for your brain. The way it works is, I get a little nerdy, I'm a biochemist, so it's called the Kennedy pathway. So it starts as choline, goes to phosphatidylcholine, and then turns to citicoline, which is the rate-limiting step. And basically what that means is if you can enhance that step, you can enhance the end product. And the end product is phosphatidylcholine. And phospholipids are really important for brain structure for your cells. So if you can help nourish those cells, you can increase brain health long term. You can see better focus and attention. The synapses kind of talk to each other through acetylcholine production. So it's those neurotransmitters that are helping you really be kind of alert and focused throughout the day. So Cognizant just really works on the phospholipids and the acetylcholine path. It works in the frontal lobe, and it helps to stimulate those neurological pathways to help the cells talking. So it's like, I like to think of it as like you're driving on a highway. If there's a lot of traffic, you're backed up. You don't have that communication. But if you can clear the pathway, you can get more where you're going faster. And so that's kind of what I think Cognizant does. It clears the pathway and keeps your brain cells talking.
In addition to Cognizant, Breidenbach explains that Karma leans on green tea extract and B vitamins for natural energy, which she says is increasingly important to consumers.
We offer natural caffeine, so it's from green tea extract and B vitamins. So we don't have any synthetic energy sources. You're not going to get the jitters. It's more sustained, and especially paired with the Cognizant, you get this really nice focus aspect as well. I think because consumers are being more aware and the caffeine levels in some of these other drinks, like I've seen drinks with like 300 milligrams or even 200 milligrams isn't even legal in Canada. So we just saw a big recall with a lot of major brands in Canada because they were all at 200 milligrams. So we went with a mindful dose of 150 milligrams. That's in that 18-ounce bottle, which is also resealable, so you don't have to have 150 right there. So I've actually stopped drinking coffee, and in the morning I'll have half my Karma, and then at lunch I'll finish the Karma. So I have that energy throughout the day. I'm not having a crash. I'm not feeling jitters. And it just increases that productivity. And Cognizant actually really, really works. I've gotten my parents taking it in pill form. It's like a 401k. It like has a compounding effect on your health and your brain. So pairing that with our caffeine, it's just a really nice natural blend, because I think consumers are becoming more aware of ingredients, and they don't want those synthetic or other sources of caffeine that might not be as natural.
Emerson said that the rise of consumer demand for products that support energy and brain health increased during the pandemic, when many people experienced brain fog alongside COVID. Opening a discussion around brain fog as a symptom for other conditions, such as postpartum or during perimenopause. As these conversations come to the forefront, younger consumers are seeking preventive measures to delay or protect against these symptoms. Looking forward, both women say that they see significant potential for functional beverages that address women's health, including supporting sleep and stress management. To succeed in the market, functional beverages need to not only deliver health benefits, they also need to be healthy overall, which can be a challenge when companies also want to formulate products that taste good and are tempted to lean on high amounts of sugar and fat to compensate for off notes from vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial ingredients. At Expo West, Cargill showcased several new ingredient solutions that product line manager Alyssa Leva said can help reduce sugar or boost desirable flavors, like chocolate.
Certainly here at the show, big drivers of beverage were health and wellness, also alternatives that fit your immediate need. So it seems like there's a portfolio of offerings by many of the beverage brands out there. So are you feeling like you need energy? Are you feeling like you need calm? With all of that, though, as they're promoting health and wellness, I think there's also the desire to make sure that you're delivering a healthy profile overall. So a lot that are looking to keep their sugars down, reduce sugar, and just delivering a great tasting finished product with health benefits. We're continuing to lead into innovation that helps to improve flavor profile. I would say newer ingredients like Eversweet plus Clearflow are products that especially work well in challenging applications, like some of these beverages that you're seeing out there where there's added vitamins and minerals, and that adds bitterness, right, to these products. And so this is where we can work with customers to help them formulate and use these new technologies like Eversweet plus Clearflow natural flavor that helps to round out that bitterness and some of the off notes that you can get from vitamins and minerals. So Eversweet is actually Reb M and Reb D. So Reb M is that great tasting stevia-glycoside that can be extracted from the leaf. However, we're creating Reb M and Reb D via fermentation. And the benefits of doing that are that you're able to get really large scalable quantity in an economical way and also in a more sustainable way. We've combined that with a new natural flavor called Clearflow, and together they're able to function to really overcome some of those challenges, like I said, in those applications where you're going to get bitterness and off notes from things like vitamins and minerals. It can also help to improve the solubility of Reb M. So for those that are looking to create concentrated solutions, this is where Clearflow can help help to create those concentrated solutions with Reb M.
Even though consumers want health benefits, they often do not want a beverage that tastes healthy. Rather, they tend to gravitate towards more indulgent flavors, which can be difficult to capture in reduced sugar and plant-based offerings. But Fatima Kadem, who works with Cargill's Senior Technical Services, said Cargill's new line of Gherkin's cocoa powders can improve the flavor profile of dairy alternatives. For example, she explained that Gherkin's Floret pairs really well with almond milk, and Gherkin's Russet partners well with oat-based beverages.
We are also here with our innovative cocoa powders that are actually, we recently launched those that are helping with the simple way of reducing sugar within the beverage. So these generally cocoa powders have a very strong bitter note, and therefore formulators, in order to balance that, have to add a lot of sugar to the beverages in order to get that desired flavor profile. The line of our sweetie cocoa powder ranges are actually engineered toward a less bitter note with a very well rounded overall chocolatey flavor, and which has actually helped our customers to simply don't need to add as much sugar anymore in the beverages. So that's one way of reducing total sugar and maybe calories intake in the beverage area. So these two cocoa powders are called Reverly and Bliss of Gherkin's brand. They are both coming in, one comes in a little bit of a lighter brown versus the other one that has a little bit reddish brown color, so has impact on the sensory as well as the color. And also, Lisa mentioned that Cargill is also, we also see a lot of maybe plant-based beverages or plant-based dairy alternatives. We're also here today with two other cocoa powders that we paired with almond and oat beverages. Russet is one of our premium cocoa powders. Is not a new powder, but it has a very strong note of the chocolatey, rounded flavor. But that is the better half of the oat-based dairy alternative beverages. And Floret is our other cocoa powder that is a perfect match for almond-based beverages. And that has a little bit more notes of sweet, milky, and nutty flavor.
Just as important as flavor and sweetness is mouthfeel and texture, which Leva said Cargill can also help functional beverages master with its diverse portfolio of texturizers and polyols. Ultimately, she added, while the opportunities within functional beverages are diverse and run the gamut of addressing physical and mental well-being, whether consumers buy a beverage a second time comes down to taste and experience. With that, we've reached the end of another episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast. I hope that you'll join me again for another installment, and to help you remember, I encourage you to subscribe. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Crawford, wishing you a productive, profitable, and safe week.